You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company this morning. If you're a longtime listener of this program, you may recognize the voice of my guest this morning. But if you've been listening for just the last 5 years or so, perhaps not. Mark Mao is the interim superintendent of Elkhart Community Schools, a job he accepted earlier this year following the resignation of former superintendent Rob Hayworth. Mao started with Elkhart Community Schools in 1970 as a middle school science teacher and has worked his way through several Elkhart schools before becoming superintendent in 2002. He retired in 2012 when Hayworth succeeded him, so we've come full circle, so to speak. And Mr. Mao has been kind enough to join me this morning to talk about his decision to return to the school corporation and some of the challenges that he inherits. Mr. Mao, thank you for your time.
Good morning, Michael. Great to be with you.
So tell me, did you just get tired of playing golf, or were you looking for bigger challenges?
Well, retirement is a good program, but the opportunity to come back and help a bit in Elkhart as the board searches for a new superintendent was there and seemed like an opportunity I didn't want to pass up.
You're coming back to the district at a time of incredible change, and I'm speaking specifically of a sweeping reorganization plan. That plan will merge the two districts' high schools. It's going to create a freshman academy. It's going to make the middle school grades 6th through 8th. Elementary schools will be kindergarten through 5th grade, and we're going to rewrite the curriculum. That's quite an endeavor. Did you support those changes?
I did support those changes, Michael. The plan is, as you mentioned, broad and far-reaching, but it has some components which make sense educationally for kids and certainly for the well-being of the district going forward.
What do you think those real advantages are of that plan?
Well, I think from the high school merger standpoint, it will create some pathways for high school students in 6 schools. The State Board of Education just recently announced the new graduation pathways plan and actually adopted it. Elkhart will be well prepared to meet its responsibilities under the state mandated graduation guidelines. It has always made sense for 6th graders to be part of middle school programs. So that part of the plan has been discussed for actually many years as a possibility, but the strategic plan will bring that to reality. So there are a number of pieces that are good for kids and, as I say, good for the corporation.
I mentioned in the introduction you have a long history with Elkhart Community Schools. Did Dr. Hayworth consult you at all on the reorganization plan or how to get buy-in from various constituencies in the district?
I was involved to a limited degree. I certainly spoke with him on occasion, and he shared some of his vision, and I gave him some feedback, which I hope was helpful. But generally, he has worked or did work closely with the board and engaging the community to bring that plan to reality.
Okay. And I know when your appointment as interim superintendent was announced, you made it clear that there was plenty of hard work remaining to enact that plan. I know you haven't been back on the job very long. You started on July 1st. Do you expect to hit the 2020 target for the creation of the freshman campus at what is now Central High School and for the joint high school at what is now Memorial High School?
You know, that's a great question. There are several large pieces that need to be evaluated in my mind. One is the instructional piece. We certainly need to have plans in place for the 6 schools and the pathways. And I've asked our instructional leaders to begin evaluating to make sure that we would be ready in 2020. The other large component of that restructuring is that there is some construction necessary at the Memorial campus. I'm a bit concerned as to whether or not we can meet the 2020 date in terms of getting that work done. As you and many of your listeners will know, the economy is good. It's difficult to find people to work on construction projects right now. And so we're evaluating that piece as well. The other part of the restructuring is a significant component with regard to transportation. And part of the challenge now is finding enough qualified drivers. So we're evaluating that piece as well. I'm hoping in the not too distant future to be able to communicate with both community and staff regarding that 2020 target date to see whether it's realistic or whether it needs to be adjusted.
Okay. If I were to ask you to name, say, two or three of the biggest issues facing public educators today, what would they be?
I think as I talk to my colleagues and former colleagues across the state, funding for public education is a huge issue for everyone. Indiana has really decided to become a referendum state in that the state legislature has made it fairly clear that if a school district has a need for additional revenue, it needs to go to the local taxpayers for permission to raise their taxes. So that's a significant change in Indiana policy and will impact, as we look into the future, really every Indiana school district. Those are some of the most pressing changes or challenges, if you will.
Another being school safety. That certainly has been an issue as of late. Some have suggested perhaps arming teachers to ensure student safety in the classroom. What are your thoughts on that idea?
I'm concerned that anyone who would be armed needs to be highly trained, and I'm not convinced that that by itself is an answer to school safety challenges. We have worked very hard in Elkhart to improve safety in all of our buildings, and I think we've taken those steps both from a construction standpoint and from a training standpoint, which make our schools as safe as they can be. We do have resource officers in our secondary buildings and some that are available to serve at the elementaries. I believe that those steps are preferable to your question of arming teachers.
Some have suggested that perhaps a lack of counselors might be an issue that could help address school safety. Do you see that as a valid point?
Well, I do. Many school safety issues center around mental health, and our counseling staff historically has been understaffed, if you will. So I do believe that our ability to provide additional services to students would be helpful from a school safety standpoint. It would also be incredibly helpful from an instruction standpoint. So I would be very supportive of that.
I don't know about the training for school counselors. It seems when I was in school, they were real good about telling you how to get into college, but I'm not certain they had the skill set to deal with troubles at home, maybe troubles in the classroom between other students and things of that nature. Is there training for school counselors that would help them deal with, say, some of the emotional issues that students may be going through?
You know, it's interesting. They have received training for providing help for those mental health issues. What they've been challenged with is an expanding job description that requires them to do much more than the personal counseling, if you will. And of course, expectations from the state continue to grow for guidance and career pathways.
You mentioned earlier a lack of funding for education in the state. Many school districts are also having a hard time getting teachers into the classroom. Is that a problem that the Elkhart schools are facing as well?
It is a challenge, and particularly in the highly specialized areas like math and science and special education.
And what can be done to address that shortfall?
Well, I think the state needs to incentivize students to go into the field of education, certainly making beginning salaries for teachers competitive with other professions would be helpful. And providing an emphasis, if you will, from the state to really attract top talent would also be helpful.
Well, Mr. Mao, I want to thank you for your time this morning. But before I let you go, I want to know, how long have you agreed to serve as interim superintendent? And did you get any assurances from the school board that they will have a specific date set in mind for a permanent superintendent to fill the position?
Great question, Michael. The agreement is that the board has begun the search for a new superintendent. The target date for that hire is January 1st, so I've agreed to help in an interim capacity for this brief period of time and will certainly support the board and the new superintendent in making a smooth transition.
Well, again, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
That was Mark Mao, the interim superintendent of Elkhart Community Schools, which happens to own our station's license. That, in essence, makes Mark my ultimate boss many times removed. You heard Mark here on Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. Stay with us. We have another hour of Morning Edition coming your way next.